current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now. Misinformed hate. In recent days, the city of Dearborn has become a flashpoint in the United States' ongoing debate over Islamic law. On November 18, 2025, a group of anti-Islam activists marched toward Dearborn City Hall, claiming the city was secretly under quote-unquote Sharia law. Their demonstration sparked counter-protests, with local residents and community leaders pushing back, with the county commissioner Sam Baydoun pointing out that Dearborn has liquor stores, churches, nightclubs, and public Christian nativity scenes, and that there is no evidence any quote-unquote Sharia law is being enforced. At the same time, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has escalated his rhetoric, citing legislation he described as banning quote-unquote Sharia law and Sharia compounds, and calling for investigations into entities he claims may be operating as quote-unquote Sharia courts. These moves have reignited nationwide controversies, protests, political grandstanding, and heated media coverage, all centered around fears of religious law taking hold in American towns and states. So, what is this Sharia that has created such controversy in American society and widespread criticism and hatred? The great belief of Islam, which originates from the hearts of Muslims, is not simply a religion, but it is an aqidah with a comprehensive, complete, flawless, perfect system of life and laws, the Sharia laws.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 3. Sharia law is what honors Muslims and preserves their dignity in their land and their independence. It is what protects sanctities and safeguards minorities and is what achieves justice and tranquility in society. Sharia law is what, throughout history, has been the only power that was able to unite different people into one ummah.
بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم.
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 63. Sharia law is what obligates the state to ensure the welfare of its citizens by meeting their basic needs, such as education, healthcare, and employment. Mechanisms like zakat, almsgiving, and infaq, charitable contributions, serve as direct support for the poor and unprivileged, addressing the root causes of socioeconomic disparities. It is the Sharia law, where the caliph is obliged to implement the Sharia law fairly on all Muslims and non-Muslims. Non-Muslims will get their rights in all aspects of life that have been set by Islam as long as they obey the implementation of the Islamic system on them. Islam has given non-Muslim subjects rights that are no less than the rights of Muslims. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated anyone who harmed the dhimmi as if he had harmed a Muslim. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the people of religions to what they worship and what they believe. There is no compulsion in religion. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them equal in litigation and arbitration before the state and the law. They have what Muslims have and are subject to what Muslims are subject to in terms of fairness and justice. This is not a theory, instead it is a reality. The dhimmi, non-Muslim citizens, lived in well-being throughout the history of the Islamic State, to the point that they felt, of their own accord, that they had to stand with Muslims against their own coreligionists. It is only under the implementation of the Sharia law where Islam once and for all will prove to the world what honor it brought to the people of the pre-Islamic times and the desert, and is therefore the only law system competent of bringing back that honor to us, Muslims and non-Muslims, today, and returning us to the ranks of leadership, honor, and dignity. Only then will any lies, slander, hate, as well as misconceptions be eliminated once and for all around the fear or hate against Islam, our laws, our values, our beliefs, and the Muslims. So to clarify, no, Sharia is not halal food, open calls to prayer, and personal rituals. It is a comprehensive alternative system to capitalism, an all-encompassing framework of governance, economics, justice, and social organization. Sharia is implemented through a khilafah, a political authority that applies divine law across society, not just in private. Reducing it to a cuisine and call to prayer aesthetics is a deliberate distortion meant to strip it of its political, economic, and civilizational substance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the return of the Islamic Khilafah system on the method of prophethood and honor the whole of mankind with its light and justice. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.